previously on 2 Past Midnight.
Roll me a driving roll.
No success.
Okay. Would you like to push that?
No success.
Are you serious? All right. Busted gearbox.
What do you guys think that we get the, both of these vehicles off the road so we don't make a good target?
We can take good truck and take it off into brush, but this one is easier. I just take parts here. Will take me no time at all.
You start glancing through the your NVGs and you're looking here. As this like pack of dogs comes swarming out of the tree line. Go ahead and roll Coolness Under Fire, because I think he needs to roll it anyway, so.
Fucking ridiculous. Okay.
Is anyone else amused at the irony of Murph about to get fucked up by some dogs and Emmett about to shoot some dogs off him?
I don't get it, because we're in two separate vehicles.
It was because Emmett over there was shooting into your hex and shooting at the dogs that were coming around the backside of the truck.
I gotcha. I thought the dogs were coming into their truck.
No. He was shooting at your dogs, not his dogs.
I gotcha.
Because there's only one dog left over here, and it's on. It's literally got a hold of Gordon. So it's kind of a good thing nobody missed.
That 240 made us all fucking pucker our butts, man.
I mean, in all honesty, if a 240 gets shot into your hex with, like, how many rounds was that, Brian?
25 ballpark? 15?
No, that was 17. So yeah. The last time. Because, well, I had 2 ones, so.
Yeah. Like, how many of those do you think actually hit that dog?
One.
That's a lot of rounds walking all over the place. That's all I'm saying.
If Mr. Jankowski dropped to the floorboard of that fucking truck.
He's, like, shooting through the fucking, like, literally through the fucking truck at the fucking dogs. I'm going to start with the one on Gordy first. We'll start with that one. So, I think I got the right dice now. C and a C.
Is it their turn before mine?
No, it's your turn next. Go ahead.
So in one foul motion, Gordy grabs the hockey stick club around his back.
That's a fast action.
And swings it at the dog head like a slap shot. Very hockey-esque.
Nice. Have at it.
What negatives am I receiving for...
None.
Cool. I figured with a dog.
It's an opposed roll because it can try to move.
Gotcha.
From getting hit by it. So he's going to do that.
I'm going to push my 4 and 5 that I rolled.
Okay.
One success.
I also got 40. One success, so it dodges out of the way when you swing the club at it.
But he uses a action to do said dodge?
It's a fast action.
Gotcha.
Yep. Now it's the dog's turn.
Now it's the dog's turn.
All right. So that dog is going to go at you again. Nothing. So it comes biting at you.
I use the stick to kind of block it.
I'm down. Murphy, you got 2 dogs coming at you.
I'm suppressed.
Yeah. That means you're also prone.
But he's in the bed of the truck.
Yeah, you know what, though? Prone still gives them a +1. Right?
Presumes they jump up in the bed of the truck.
I mean, that's a fast action to get up in the bed of the truck, so. Here we go. 2d10. It's a B and a B. 1 success. In the chest... That's where your flak is, right? 1 point of damage. No points of damage. Protected by the flak.
Yep.
And people were wondering why I was trying to get myself a jacket.
Harrison, suppressed. You're no longer suppressed. So those people who have been suppressed are no longer suppressed. Top of the order, Brian. Brian, you have the option this round of trading out initiatives with other people, if you so choose.
So the guys in the other truck are not suppressed now?
Nope, no longer suppressed.
All right, I'll trade with Murph, my buddy.
Okay. Murph was right after you anyway. So the order is Brian, Murph, Stan, Gordo, Dogs, Harrison.
But that's fine. I'll give Murph a chance to act, and then I'm still going to light these dogs up. So.
Okay. You can only trade once. So this is your one time to trade. That's what I'm telling you.
That's fine.
Okay.
Murph goes first.
Murph, you're up.
Okay. Can't hit him with a sniper rifle from here. So as they're attacking Murph, he just lets go of the sniper rifle and lets it clatter to the bed of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And pulls his pistol and unloads into the dog on him.
Okay, that is a -1 for same hex.
That's fine.
And a negative.
And he's still prone. No, it's not a negative for prone.
And you're still prone. But that's irrelevant to the shooting.
So how many negatives?
One for quick shot, which is a -1. One for -1 for the same hex, because you had to draw the pistol for. Now you don't have the fastening. That's at least a -2, and I think that's it. -2.
Okay. One success and an ammo die.
All right. How would you like to spend that ammo die? As a crit or switching it to the other dog?
I think he just unloaded into the one that was trying to bite him.
Okay. I mean, they're both coming at you. That's why I was saying that.
Well, it's a pistol anyways, right? So it's a -1, -2. So you put them both into the one that technically bit him, but the Kevlar protected.
Okay. All right, that drops one of the dogs. Pop, 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 pop. 7 rounds go off into that one dog, because that's how many rounds that is.
Yep.
Brian.
Emmett will open up on the dog in the other hex that's still standing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 2d10. I'm going to back it back down to 3 ammo dice. That is a 10 and a 1 or and a bullet die. So that is 3 successes on that one.
Okay. Everybody roll coolness under fire.
Everybody that failed the coolness under fire also took 1 point of stress.
Yep. Oh, shit. Murph, roll an empathy roll. Everybody else, go. Roll your coolness under fire now. Empathy rolls because you took stress.
Yep.
Success! Not suppressed.
Nope, rolled a 5 on empathy. It's just okay. A
d6. Still roll coolness under fire. I'm going to say that unloading 7 rounds into a dog counts as part of a uncontrollable rampage.
Rage.
Yeah. I'm fine with that, retconning that.
And failed the coolness under fire. That's why not.
2 points of stress. Harrison?
1 success.
Okay. Harrison's cool. Stan, you're suppressed. No, you're not suppressed?
I'm not suppressed.
Stan, you're up.
Stanislav, he already drew his pistol. Yeah. And he's just going to shoot through the windshield at the dog that's biting Gordon.
Okay.
With 2 ammo die.
Okay.
What are my negatives? What are the total negatives?
-2 for darkness. -2 for darkness.
Okay. And 1 failure, 1 bullet die.
Would you like to push this roll? You remember friendly fire rules.
Yeah, I guess I will push that one, because I did forget friendly fire rules.
Okay.
And
a D8 and a bullet die.
Yep.
Oh, shit. All right.
And a fail all over.
All right, so failing here we go. All over. Friendly fire rules. What is it again, Jeremy? Let's go back to that.
I missed, so I need to roll 2d6.
Uh-huh.
Let me get back to it.
Oh, that's also going to be coolness under fire for both of you guys, by the way. But you're not going to be prone until after the coolness under fire.
Roll 2d6s. Any success means a random friendly is hit instead, and a second success will increase the damage by one. So I need to fail both of these rolls, both of these 2d6. All right. I'm waiting on Emmett's coolness, because I think that's
fine. Emmett, coolness on fire. Also, oh, Gordon, what'd you get?
Two successes.
Okay, Gordon's fine.
Yeah, I got a 10 and a 4, so.
Okay, Emmett's fine, not suppressed.
All right, 2d6s. No whammies. All whammies. We want whammies. All whammies. A 6 and a 1. So.
Hold on. That's how we're going to decide. Random target. That's how we're going to decide. Gordon and Emmett, I want you both to roll a d12. And whoever rolls the lowest is the one that's going to get shot.
10. Ooh, and he hit 10. 3.
So Stan's shooting at the dog that was going after Gordon. And Stan's got the pistol up and like, bah! Like shoots at this dog as it's like jumping. And like, we just see the bullet like slow-mo go right past the dog's head as it's like jumping at Gordo. And it just shoof, hits Emmett in the roll me a hit location.
2.
That is chest. What is the damage on your pistol and what is its armor rating? And Emmett, are you wearing a flak jacket?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Oh, it's armor 2.
Armor 2? So it increases the armor level by 2. So that means it counts the flak jacket as if it was armor 3, which means it does how much damage, Jeremy?
1.
No fucking damage, completely stopped by the flak jacket, which makes sense and why I love this fucking game so much.
Yep, because it's a 38 special.
But those 7.62 will go right through that shit. Right.
This is a 38 special. Not going to go through a flak jacket.
Right.
Well,
no.
You felt it for sure, but it's not going to go through. He's just wondering what the fuck happened.
Gordy, you're up.
Pick up hockey stick. Try to murder dog.
Yep. It is going to try to defend itself.
1 success.
I got no successes. How much damage does your hockey stick do?
So my hockey stick does 2 damage.
All right, so you describe your kill.
So, you know, I completely whiffed and it dodged the first one and then came back and tried to lunge at me, to which I kind of cross-check blocked. And then with that same thing, I just kind of slam it down kind of on the dog's neck. Just try to pin it between the hockey stick, dog's neck, tailgate, and I just snap.
All right, so Murph is currently in a violent rampage. Stanislav just accidentally shot Emmett. So, what do y'all want to do?
So Gordon, as soon as everything's done, he's on the tailgate there at the back of the truck. So he's going to just kind of flop down. And he was bitten along the calf and the leg. So he's kind of freaking out a little bit. These stupid dogs. And he's kind of looking at his wound and checking it out and trying to figure out what's going on. It's kind of freaked him out quite a bit.
Harrison, are you okay?
I'm okay, Miss Stan. I think you might have got Emmett there.
I was trying to shoot for dog, but I could not see in darkness.
And then we see Murph on the back of the broken down truck. What does that look like, Chris?
He stands up on the back of the truck after pushing the dead dog off of him.
What the fuck? I hate this fucking place. Why are you shooting at us? Hit the dogs, not us. What the fuck? Are there more dogs out there? Fuck this. And he gets out of the truck and starts running towards the trees where the dogs came from.
Okay. So Murph takes off towards the trees. What's anyone else doing?
No, open fire. No.
6 ammo dice.
No, I'm joking. He's one of them now. Aim for the head. Yeah, so Murph takes off towards the trees.
So Gordon will sit up as he's, like he said, he's just licking his wounds, his calves, and just kind of weirded out by being assaulted by a dog. And he'll let him have him.
Mr. Murph, we don't need to be chasing dogs in the woods.
Come on.
Get back here. And I'll kind of limp towards him, but I'm not going to catch him at this speed. I'm just kind of limping in.
Is he shooting off his pistol in the woods?
No, he's just got his pistol in his hand yelling for them to come on.
Okay.
Come on, you fucking dogs!
Captain Emmett, I believe your soldier is... he's losing it.
I call that just securing the perimeter.
Murphy, in the distance you hear... coming from the north.
He runs off towards the sound.
Okay. So Murphy's running through the fucking woods. Roll me a mobility at a negative two. What'd you get, Chris?
One success.
Okay.
Nine.
All right. You do not fall flat on your face running through the woods at night.
So that's a start.
Yep. that's a good thing.
Come on, dogs!
Should we be going after him, or should we just hope he murders the species and comes back later, or... or that it's not 6 miles away?
I do not believe we should follow him. I think we should stay here and let him return. You know, he's like dog chasing squirrels, you know?
Hopefully Emmett is not the one that ends up in the tree. And I start heading back towards the convoy.
Okay.
After a little while, I think Murph stops running and just sits there and standing with the pistol in his hand saying, "Come on, come and get me, you fuckers."
Yeah, so after about 10 minutes is when he kind of comes to like that.
I fucking hate it here. And he starts trudging his way back.
Sure, roll me a survival roll.
I knew you were going to do that. If he gets lost on his way.
Oh, no, that's legit.
Yeah.
Two success.
Two? Okay. All right. So, yeah, so you're...
I think he could follow his own tracks. Ish.
At night? Yeah, dude, like, come on, man.
Call that. Yeah, that's called bloodhounding.
Running
hounding.
Through the woods at night and turn around and follow your own tracks?
No.
Yeah. Bloodhounds actually have a bad habit of chasing a scent for so long that they forget how to get back where they were coming from.
The more likely thing on this clear night would be that he looks up, sees where the North Star is, and turns around and heads back the other way towards the road.
And makes it back to the road. He's like, I need to head
road,
south.
And then
like,
figure out it.
Like, yeah. And then follows the road.
Like in actuality, that's what I would think. He'd be like, okay, the road's that way, I think.
Yeah,
I'll just go out of the woods and eventually make my way out.
But running around through a woods, not in your right mind. I'm just saying, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he may be a mile away, but.
See, 10.
He'll find the road.
Let's see, 10 minutes. That's kind of reasonable that he's about to click out easily. Click out, but through the woods, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, all right, Nick, you know,
say, Captain Emmett, you're the master cook of all of us. Do you eat these animals, or do we just fling them to the side of the road?
I mean, if we were a bit more desperate, I'd say we could probably try and sustain off of them, but these things look pretty mangy. I'd say they're going to be quite gamey to try and deal with.
Your NATO forces stole all of our rations.
Yep.
We have no food. This is food. If we cook long enough, perhaps we are okay.
I know some peoples in my area that talked about eating dog, but I never do that.
Emmett's done it.
Has
done
it.
Yep.
Then I guess we will beginning skinning for what we can. Harrison, you was farm boy. Can you just like a deer?
I mean, I can do my best. I'll help skin them.
Show me how. I am. It's been a long time for me.
Well, I guess we learned together. It's been a minute for me too.
All right, so we're going into the night shift. By the way, someone roll me a d6.
Ooh, that's
Kyle.
This is me until I kill us again.
And then y'all decide who's setting camp, cooking dogs, and on watch or sleeping.
All right, here's for weather. Yeah, same weather.
Still clear.
I am a B and a C for recon and a B and a D for survival.
You got making camp then.
Okay.
Unless someone else wants to do it, because you have a better recon than I do.
He's got better recon and better
survival. Survival's making camp.
But recon is hiding the camp.
Correct.
So my survival is the same as yours. We all have the same survival, but I think your recon's a little bit better. Stanislav will do, he'll clean dogs.
Okay. Who's making camp? Who's doing what?
I'm just trying to figure out if I'm assisted or solo.
I'm honestly not much good at any of them. We're talking D intelligence, C survival, and that's it. So well,
then, if you just assist, it's a plus one.
If you assist with cooking,
yeah. If I assist whoever's doing the dog stuff, I give them the plus one. That's it.
That's Stanislav.
So here is my making camp, one success, and here is my hiding camp. No successes.
Dang it.
You can push that roll.
I will, since I only have a single stress. I have two successes.
Oh!
There you go.
Either Harrison keep watch or Murph would be useful in helping with the dogs.
Yeah, well, and I mean, technically, if you're the one still rolling it, Emmett even just assisting should still give you a plus one.
Yeah.
It does, yeah.
So,
but we also... One person can only do up to like 12 rations per shift.
Yep.
Is it survival?
Yes.
Because Murph is a B and a D.
Yeah. Stanislav has a B and a D, but I also don't want to risk Murph taking more stress.
Fair.
Yep.
That's a very much metagamey thing, and I think even Stanislav would be like, no, you can help, but
yeah, help,
I got
help.
It.
He'll help.
Okay.
Let me cut these fuckers' heads off.
All right, so that's a B and a B for El Perros.
Los.
God damn it. I'm going to push that roll. I got a 2 and a 5. And then I got a 4 and a 5. So all of it's useless. All of it's ruined. And I'm going back to roll 20 dice, because... Sometimes I succeed with those.
Sometimes you don't.
So all the dogs are 19 rations worth of food.
Cool. I succeeded at none of those.
At how many of them?
12.
12?
12.
The first 12.
All right.
The first 12 is in the trash.
Yep. Those are wild rations. So let me throw them out there. Well, know that now they're domestic rations. Okay, go ahead. And what's anybody else doing?
I was setting camp.
I know, I already have yours out there. There's 7 more rations that are... Oh, wait, Emmett would have given an extra
ration.
Thank
you, sir.
Yeah.
That's 20. So 12 out of 20 have been cooked. There's 8 more rations that can still be cooked later.
I know I'm going to be keeping watch, but do I need to keep an eye out for this Murph fella?
You would know better than I, Harrison.
Jeremy, let me ask you a question. If sure. Emmett and Murph were helping, you should have had a plus 2 on that roll. Did you roll
a plus 2? I had a plus 2 on that, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I thought it was 12 rations per person.
Yeah, if they're assisting you, they're not actively
rolling
cooking
their
on their own. Yes.
Deal. Gotcha.
So they could roll their own, but that would have been different.
Understandable.
And not now, because we've already done this.
retroactive. Right, right, right.
Yep, and having 20 even rations that we can split up on percentile dice later is really fun. So there's that.
Hey, perfect explanation for why 12 of the rations were bad. They had too much lead in them.
Or
rabies.
See, I was trying to get in front of that.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, no.
Trying to get in front of the rabies?
Just saying it was lead.
All right. Tell you what, Harrison, you still need to roll a recon roll for your Gaping Watch.
One success. 8 and a 2.
Okay. All right. So what's anyone talking about while they're cutting up dogs and cooking dog and making camp and whatnot? What's that look like?
They're not sure if the, I do not know if this could get any worse. We've been attacked, what, 4 times on this road? We have to get off of this road. I'm not enjoying how out in the open I feel traveling this road. We've been attacked by Russians. We've been attacked by Americans. We've been attacked by 4-legged creatures. I mean, what's next? Insects, snakes, planes?
We are almost to Krakow. It's not far now.
Cannot come soon enough.
That's what happens in this fucking place.
Also, quick question. So the trucks. What were you doing with the trucks?
Beforehand, we were stripping the truck on right. The road, and then we can hide the other truck as part of the camp. Can okay. We make it standard operating procedure that the running truck just gets hidden with part of the camp?
Here's the thing. I'm fine with it being hidden as part of the camp. I just didn't know that. I didn't take into account for that. So it's gotcha. Fine. The truck is out there. It's hidden. It's okay. The other one's just sitting there. Yeah. Unless you were also pushing it back.
No. Stanislav already stripped the parts from it.
Yeah.
And that happened before the dogs attacked.
Okay. All right. I'm fine with that.
But yeah, in my head, it's standard OP that we're going to hide the truck with the camp, unless someone has an objection to that.
No, I mean, I'm fine with it. I just suddenly realized I didn't think there was a negative on it was all. That was that.
I was, I was talking to the rest of the players.
Yep, no idea.
You down? Okay.
All right, so anyway, sorry, continue.
Do you think we can make it there tomorrow, or will it be a couple of days?
I think we should be able to make it tomorrow. We've made pretty good time, but unless, you know, only he knows, you know.
You know we'll get attacked by something tomorrow. Happens every fucking day.
It does not happen every day.
Well, it does seem like lately it's very unlucky for us, but we progress on.
It's not lately. It's continuous. This is the world we now live in. This is what we would call a new normal. It is survive against everything. And at this point in time, it is definitely a CYA, DTA type of mindset that we have to keep.
I believe as a video game my younger brother would play from time to time, war, it never changes.
This isn't war. This is just fucking hell.
Yeah, as far as video games go, this is closer to Oregon Trail than war. We're all gonna die of dysentery.
I love the meta accuracy of that comment.
The ironic thing about that, dear Emmett, is my favorite part of that was always the hunting. I don't know that I ever successfully made it to the end, but I know I shot a lot of deer.
You know, I once said, war is hell. I would rather just be in combat, us against the enemy, than all this fucking bullshit every fucking day. attacked by our guys, attacked by the bad guys, attacked by the animals, attacked by the fucking weather. This is absolute bullshit. I almost rather be back in the POW camp.
You now understand what my people have been dealing with, yeah?
This is true.
The good guys, the bad guys, the good guys, the bad guys.
They're all bad guys.
And here we are in middle, yeah? You see now?
Fair point, Mr. Stan. Fair point. Apparently Murph thinks he's Batman.
All I ever wanted was to live in my home, sit by warm fire, spend time with my wife. But no, this. All of this. And for what? So rich men can stay rich. Power can keep power. Instead, they take everything.
I don't know if there's any power anymore after the balloon went up. Now it's just a fucking free-for-all.
There is power. He's smaller and broken, but still there.
It's still the same power that it's always been. There's only one that's in control. All of us who are down here scrambling like ants, like we actually got some kind of ability to sway it one way or another. We're all just kidding ourselves.
Yeah, well, I bet you he's up there laughing his ass off at us.
We are ants. He has magnifying glass.
He has a plan. I just don't try and pretend to know what it is.
We make plans. God laughs. God makes plans. We die.
All right, so most of the night goes on uneventful. It starts into morning, and you all have been making camp and or keeping watch and or cooking. And you start seeing the light come up over the horizon. What do y'all want to do? No one has slept yet.
Take a nap. That's what I want to do. I want to take a nap.
Someone roll me a D6 for weather.
Kyle. Ooh.
You got it, Kyle.
2. Getting closer.
Yeah, you're getting closer to losing it.
I mean, where you're at is just, it takes you to cloudy, so it's not bad. All right, so Jeremy's going to sleep. What's anyone else doing?
Greedily, I would like to sleep, but I don't know.
I can stay up again if y'all want to take a nap.
Thank you, Harrison. I will take you up on that.
So Harrison's going to keep watch. Murph, you want to try and knock out the rest of these dog rations? I can assist you so that we can... I'll give you a +1 on that.
Sure. Cut these fucking things up.
Might give us at least something that's edible.
So +1 for his assistance?
Yep.
Mother bitch. 3 and a 3.
Do you want to push that roll?
Sure.
2 and a 2.
It's all bad food.
Well, I do believe that's what I said from the beginning, but...
Fucking dog meat.
It's fun knowing that your rations are garbage, but also not knowing your rations are garbage.
Right.
I didn't know if we knew or did not know that they're not edible.
You would not know.
I thought it only was like rabies or whatever if we rolled the 1.
Nope. It's if you fail on it, it's contaminated food. And you don't know.
Awesome.
It should almost be a secret roll, but it's pushable, so.
Bear meat all over again.
I mean, you could always just toss all the food if you want to.
It smells like shit anyways.
Yeah, that won't attract a whole other group of dogs.
Yeah, we cooked it for them.
Or we attract a bear.
That has radiation.
An irradiated bear.
Is there any other kind?
Yes.
You say that, but we haven't seen them.
You've only seen one bear.
Yeah, prove it. I don't believe you.
We also haven't done an exceptional amount of hunting. We've only actually hunted, like, twice.
Cole hunted a ton.
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah, unsuccessfully.
Yeah, Murph got a hog.
Well,
it's the recon survival recon thing that seems to gum us up.
Yeah.
Yep.
I always did well in survival and then never tracked correctly.
All right, so who else is doing what?
Sleeping.
I'm sleeping.
We've got Harrison is keeping watch, and Emmett and Murph tried to cook the rest of the dogs unsuccessfully.
All right, so the morning goes along. Uneventful. Someone roll me a d6. Sorry.
It
gets better. Great, guys. But it's already sunny. Clear up.
It's okay, a rainbow.
I think we should probably cut Kyle off at that point. He peaked. Cut him out.
Yeah, he's not going to do any better.
Quick, give me a sniper rifle. I'm rolling great.
Ones.
Dang it.
All right, so what is your all's plan? It is still a sunny day.
Oh, that was a wonderful rest. I needed that. Should we hit the road, or do we need to camp for longer? Or if we have any chance of getting there today, I don't know how long we need.
I think we should try to get there by daytime. Could be other things there that we would not see at night or in evening.
All we need is somebody to drive, navigate, and to have somebody who
keeps an eye out.
A driver, and the driver can do his own role, right? But we're on the road, so we actually don't need the extra role for that, correct?
Right. We don't need to navigate on the road. Yeah.
So Sten will drive, and I can help him out, and you guys just rest in the back.
Yeah, you can recon. Well, the other two can sleep, and I will stay on the gun.
All right, so here's the thing as far as, like, sleeping during the shift. You are only 20 kilometers from Krakow.
I think here is plan. We should get there during day, but I think we should make camp here for some time because truck needs work. He's very unreliable right now. And by very unreliable, I mean cannot have any mistakes. If reliability goes one more down, we are dead in water.
But do you think you can get it up and running while the sun's still in the sky?
Yes, but it will take time. It will take this whole shift.
Right, and this whole shift is our last bit of daylight.
That is why I'm saying we stay here, we rest up, then go tomorrow. I fix things, we go tomorrow.
So you want to leave first light tomorrow is what you need to fix the truck?
That is what I am saying.
I believe we got a good enough bed down here that we could probably stay till tomorrow. We've at least got some food rations and some water rations, and everybody can catch some shut-eye.
That way I can fix up things. How are your machine guns doing?
Psalms is a little worse for wear, but the 240 you actually got back up to 4 the last time. I don't know what its max is.
5.
Okay, so it's only down by 1. The Psalms, the 249, it's down to a 3 at this point.
Okay, truck is down to 1. I fix truck, and then we reassess. Yeah?
That works for me. If you think we can get on the road at first light, I can hang out here until then.
I am no expert, but camp is very visible. Perhaps we can hide better?
Camp is not very visible. I got 2 successes. You shut your mouth.
Did you?
Yeah.
You did.
Oh, did you? Okay.
This is probably our best situation to stay in a camp.
Oh, you did. You did. Okay, okay, okay.
We don't have to roll again. That's the only reason I'm like, yeah, let's stay here.
I forgot you pushed it and got two successes. My bad. I remembered you failed and I forgot you pushed it. Okay. So
why you only remember when I do bad?
All I remember is bad. That's I just remember the bad.
Pain is a heck of a teacher.
I say we huddle up and everybody eats the breakfast and we see where the day takes us.
So I would like to remind those that slept, unless you also ate food and drank a ration, you do not heal 1 point of stress or damage.
Oh. I would wake up and drink one water and eat one ration. And then we'll see.
I will eat and drink. I have no problem with that.
So those go down to 18 and 18.
Murph and Harrison will both drink a ration of water and eat before going to sleep.
So 16 and 16.
Nah, it's going to be 15 and 15.
So what about...
I'm doing both.
What about the major?
Oh, yep.
Oh, then we're down to 14-14.
Yep.
And everybody's got the diarrhea.
That'll be fun.
Speaking of Oregon Trail, you have dysentery.
So everybody ate food then?
Yep.
Yes, we did.
All right, this is what I need. Quit smirking. Need...
Oh, you all ate a ration?
We're going to wait on that. Okay. Still sunny.
So, to fix vehicle does not require part, but requires shift and tick rule to increase reliability. And reliability is number of successes on tick rule increase.
Yep. Who's keeping watch, too? At this point, then, while the other two were sleeping, Harrison and Murph.
Gordy would, Gordy. And then Emmett would also sleep then if we're not going to head out.
Okay. So it'll be just Gordy and Mr. Jankowski that are up?
Yes, that is accurate.
One success on watch.
All right, you got one success, Gordy?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Would you like me to roll... before or later?
No, you can go ahead and roll now.
Okay. God damn it. I get one success in push rule. And get two success.
You got two successes?
Yes.
Okay.
Reliability is now three.
All right, nice. So why don't you guys tell me what that looks like, Gordy and Jankowski?
So I'm kind of just hanging out, watching him do his thing. He's working on the thing. I'm climbing into the bed and walking, looking around, kind of walking south across the road and just looking northwest. Because I assume we've made camp to the north of the road in my mind.
Sure.
Yeah. So every now and again, I'll wander south, creeping through the forest, check out the road, make sure there's nothing coming in there. Little perimeter, but mostly I'm just hanging around watching him do his thing with the vehicle too and all that fun stuff.
Okay. Mr. Jankowski?
You know, I said I would get Harrison to his house. I don't know how much easier. Brigitte just keeps getting harder and harder, you know? I really can't wait to see you anymore. But I know the rules. You know. I thought I was close. Every time I think I'm there, it just misses me right by. And here I am, fixing this truck in the middle of this field. This same old truck that we've had forever. Forever. I can't believe I traded a hog for this thing, and it's still here. I just keep fixing it. I guess that's just the way it is. You keep fixing it until it finally breaks and it's unfixable.
Gordon.
Yes.
You're walking around the woods, like headed down towards the road and stuff like that, mm-hmm. kind of looking at the road, like you said. And you look down the road, and off to the side of the road, you see six people in uniform appear to be Canadian.
Oh, Jim.
Walking down the side of the road. They're like patrolling along. And you see them kind of stop. The one in the front like raises his hand and they all stop, take a knee. And he like flicks his hand, points ahead at the truck in the road, the stripped one. And they start slowly patrolling towards it. They kind of like flank out. A couple of them start moving towards a truck while the other ones are covering them. What do you do?
I back up, back away, head back out, because I, you know, after being attacked by everybody over the last 2 days, even if they do look comradish, I have no interest today in anything. So I am backing back.
I'm not your buddy, pal.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's actually a very stark contrast to how he started.
Yes, exactly.
Hi, hey, everybody. Guys. Hey. I heard a lot of gunshots. Hi.
What is happening here?
So I will go back. I will take a nice hidden area quite far back where I can kind of see what they're doing a little bit, just to see if they're moving on or not, but not close enough to even possibly be seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they so you see it, and like I said, you see two of them start moving up towards the truck, and the other ones are flanking out around it, the other four of them, and the two start moving up to the truck, and they're like going through it, just like looking to see if there's anything useful in the truck. They kind of, they're looking around, and one like kind of gives the other one like a gesture, like, you know, with his hand to his, you know, like throat, like there's fucking nothing, you know, ain't got shit. And they're kind of looking around at the tree line, and you can see that they're all like looking in the area around to see if they can spot anything. And after some time, they continue patrolling down the road, and they continue headed southwest.